Test that sucker. Let me see what I got here. Okay. Go ahead. Oh, yeah, that's a guitar.
Almost, folks.
It's in there somewhere.
Is the technology
right?
With us or what?
We have the power. We have the technology.
All right.
While you're still tuning up that guitar, sure. Let me ask you about the development of your last album, Wishes. When you look back upon it, how does the state of Texas, and particularly Dallas and Fort Worth, figure into your career at this point, do you think?
I don't know why, but from the very beginning, myself and this state have had a relationship.
I'd say a love affair.
Yeah. From the very beginning, some of the folks will remember that we first started touring here with the Giles Band a number of years ago on the Freeze Frame Tour, and of course the Def Leppard Pyromania Tour, but I think it really came home last year when we did Wishes.
No question.
The Wishes tour was fabulous. You know, we did a show at the Hard Rock there and met a lot of folks.
Listen, the place is still levitating. I was there. That was remarkable. That is the best sound,
yeah.
The best performance sound I've ever heard there ever, was John Butcher at the Hard Rock.
There are no stronger guitar fans, you know, than the people here in this town in
That's
particular.
That's true.
And I think that it's funny. I think, and I'm not saying this either because you've known me for a long time.
A long time.
I think if there was someone else I would think to move, I'd probably consider moving here.
Well, listen, the sign is out in the lawn. Anytime you want to pick up the lease,
all right.
We'll have you.
I might take you up on that one.
We'll definitely have you. Let me ask you about recording the new John Butcher album. Is this thing on the streets yet, John? Is Pictures from the Front on the streets?
Yeah, it is. As you know, I'm on a brief promotional sojourn to a few places for the next couple of weeks, and the album just hit the stores, I think, over the last couple of days.
Great, good. It's called Pictures from the Front. You have always had some of the most intelligent lyrics in rock and roll. You don't do Moon in June throwaway lyrics and just to throw them away and leave something for the instrumental part. Even the title of your album, I mean, like, Pictures from the Front, what does that mean?
Well, first of all, it seems to me that the guys that I always like the best, you know, whether I'm thinking about Street Fighting Man from the Rolling Stones or any thing that John Lennon or Bob Dylan ever wrote, it seems to me that the music that appealed to me also appealed to my head as well as my body. Give you something
You're right.
To think about. I think I have a great opportunity with rock and roll to make a statement. And you don't have to make it in a grandiose way or a grandstand way or a soapbox. I think it's important to give people something to walk away from beyond just the beat and the Marshall amps.
I love it.
And as far as this particular album, this was it's funny you should mention Wishes. This is really the culmination of that tour. A lot of people thousands of people came out to see us last year during the Wishes tour, which went on for 7 or 8 months. And a lot of these stories that are encompassed are excerpts from flashes that happened last year, or hence pictures. During World War I, when we dispatched war correspondents to cover the European theater of the war, they would bring them back so that the folks at home could essentially get pictures from the front to see what was going on out there in the battle lines. And a lot of my tour was the battle lines in a lot of different ways. Some of the people that we met after the show here in Dallas last year know exactly what I'm talking about. So this is more or less a compilation of a lot of the folks that we met and a lot of the tales that were told. And sometimes I think, in the telling of other people's stories, sometimes I tell my own.
All right. When we come back in just a few minutes, John's going to play that guitar live. But in the meantime, let's sample some of this Pictures from the Front CD. This is one of my favorites called Might As Well Be Free. We're talking with John Butcher live on Q102.
So I had
Yeah, that is a screamer. That is excellent stuff. Yeah. That is John Butcher from the new John Butcher compact disc called Pictures from the Front, and that is Might as Well Be Free. That's strong. Did you have fun doing
the
that?
The night we were recording that, a friend of mine came down to hang out, Timothy B. Schmidt, and we were talking, and I was...
Used to be with Poco and the Eagles?
Yeah.
Sure.
And, you know, it's always fun when you have a friend come down the studio because you show off more.
I wouldn't know.
We're cutting a solo, and it was a lot of fun. We stayed up late that night.
All right. Listen, I'm just dying. We're going to play several more tracks from your new album, Picture of the Front. But I am staring at this gorgeous guitar, and it is loaded and ready. And, you got something you'd like to do?
We did this tune last year. I think it was in Toronto, and it worked out real well. Maybe people that are listening heard it before. It's late at night in the neighborhood, and the thieves have all gone to bed. They can hear your heartbeat in the distance. Lay down your weary head. Don't worry, cause the dawn is breaking. In another room, halfway around the world. And you can't waste your life wishing upon a star. Cause if wishes were horses, if wishes were horses, if wishes were horses, then dreamers would ride. Yes, they would. A girl spends her life missing some things that she never had. She spent too much time in the unemployment line. You see in her eyes that it drives that poor girl mad. But deep within her constitution, you know, her pride and her dignity still show through. And she works that dream, cause it's all she can do. If wishes were horses, if wishes were horses, she said, if wishes were horses, then dreamers would ride. Yes, they would. Yeah. And I'm looking all around me for the answers, and I know you're looking hard too. I know what you're thinking. Sometimes wishes come true. And she says, if wishes were horses, if wishes were horses, if wishes were horses, then dreamers would ride. You know, your dreamers would ride.
Oh, yeah. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Great choice. Right. Thanks for doing that one, too. That is John Butcher, live in the Q102 Out of Control Room, and the title song from last year's album. Oh, man.
A footnote on that song. I re-met the person that I wrote it for. I don't know whether you'll recall. I wrote that song for a homeless woman, who I had met on tour some time ago, and as it turns out, the city that we were in, I happened to re-meet her, and she's got affordable housing now that the city's got to offer, and it's a happy ending. And it made me so happy, I'd like to dedicate this song to her. Oh. Mabel, I don't know whether you can hear this, but that one was for you.
Oh, man, that is really a wonderful, true story, with a happy ending.
It made me feel great.
Oh, man, that is terrific.
So, you know, it doesn't always, things don't always work out, and when they do, it's, I don't know, it kind of makes what you're doing seem worthwhile.
That's nice. We're talking with John Butcher, and he's performing live with us here in the Out of Control Room. We're also featuring songs from John's latest album and CD called Pictures from the Front. One of the first songs I ever heard from this album on an advanced tape was a song called Division Street. And man, it hit me right between the eyes.
Yeah.
Tell me, I got a feeling that Division Street really exists. And
absolutely
and,
true.
And there's a battle zone, but it's not in the Middle East or in some jungle forest. Where is Division Street and what's this song about?
There's an area of Boston called the Combat Zone. And what it essentially is the red light district. Now, in years past, all they had to deal with was, you know, the ladies of the night and that sort of thing, and the traffic that brings in. Unfortunately, the times we live in now, the big battle is against the pipe and crack. And it's unfortunately for a lot of cities, it's made it's created an environment that it's very unsafe for kids and very unsafe for people who ostensibly would go out to see a rock show and travel through this district and they'd become victims of crime. I didn't write a song as a downer as much as I wrote it as from a correspondence point of view, not a participant, but from someone who's observing the scene, especially in Boston, but as you know, reading the newspaper, it's prevalent in L.A. as well. And this street gang thing,
we've got it right here in South Dallas.
Yeah, okay, well, then you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's something I feel very strongly about, in addition to the issue of human rights. This thing about drugs and crack and gang wars and money and all that entails has just really, I don't know, it bothers me. And I wrote a song more or less as an observer to that, especially since it was brought home to Boston, Mass.
We're talking with John Butcher. We're listening to more Pictures from the Front. This is Division Street on Q102.
And Mary sighs in the summer heat. I gotta leave the blues.
I like that one too.
Yeah.
Good stuff. That is a true story.
I'm really happy
of
with
Division Street.
I'm really happy with the way the production ended up.
Hot stuff.
Yeah, we worked hard to get the right tonality out of my guitar this time, and I think it's a lot of the tracks reflect the fire that people come to expect live, and you know it's always difficult trying to get it, you know, between the grooves, and we're getting closer every time.
Absolutely. We're talking with John Butcher, and we're listening to his new album called Pictures from the Front on compact disc from Q102. John, the song that leads off the beginning of this album is called I'm Only Dreaming. It's one of those, it's almost like a musical cousin to Wishes in that positive...
Good ears. Yeah.
In its message as well.
It really picks up. I think that song was, you try and keep... Well, I didn't know I did this, but I guess unintentionally I'm keeping a log of my life. Because people, I wish I was the kind of songwriter that was able to concoct the story and then write it down. You know, like I look at some songwriters, Paul McCartney is able to write an innocuous song that maybe isn't a picture of his life, and I'm not able to do that. So a lot of the stuff that I write is real life. It's a little hard to let the world know what's going on, but I think when I wrote "I'm Only Dreaming," it really was to put an end to a certain chapter of my life and to bring in the next one.
Now, you brought up an interesting point. I asked Ann Wilson of Heart about that. I said, "What's it like in her earliest their first album, stuff like that?" There were two sets of lovers in the Heart band.
Sure, boy, that must have been
hard. You imagine?
I can't imagine.
And I said, "What was it like to go out there night after night and sing Magic Man and Crazy on You when it was written from the heart to there's another person there on stage, and then, you know, there's 10,000-15,000 people out there. It's kind of like opening your love letters, and that's
I can't imagine it.
Scary and exhilarating at the same time.
Well, maybe it's a little it's a little therapeutic, but I got to be honest with you. I can't imagine going through that situation, because you live enough of your life in public when you decide to do this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. I'll tell you something. The thing that makes musicians and artists want to be artists is because they found a way to express themselves, because usually they're not very good at doing it in front of people, in real life.
In everyday.
You know, in an everyday way, in a social way. So it's very ironic that the very occupation that we've chosen in order to express ourselves, a lot of times you find yourself talking about things that are very personal and very difficult to discuss with anybody, and you end up discussing them with the world in the form of the art that you make.
Interesting.
Strange, huh?
It is interesting, but I understand exactly what you're saying. Well, listen, we've talked about this song, I'm Only Dreaming.
Right.
I could play it, or maybe you could play it on... Can you play that one live?
Sure, I'll do a little bit of it. It comes round again. Now that the damage is done, now that the footsteps you left have left me more wounds to heal. If I chant my ground, will I know when to leave? When all the bonds have been cut, the spaces are all I feel. In the quietest part of the darkest night, a far off voice like a flickering light says, I'm only dreaming. I'm only dreaming. I'm only dreaming tonight, 'cause tomorrow's a long way back. Tomorrow's a long way back. And tomorrow's a long way back.
John Butcher, and I'm Only Dreaming. On Q102. Nice job. Can I play one of my favorites from your new album, from Pictures from the Front? Okay. Maybe we should play this one first and talk about it afterwards. This one's called Live or Die from John Butcher on Q102.
brushes the hair from across her face, denies the pain that it's left its trace on a chorus girl in a street ballet. Dance is sweet, but she never sees the light of day. And it's killing me, but I just won't give up on her now. I never had a dream so real. Told me more about the way I feel. 'Cause I'm going down to meet my angel on the edge of town. By the midnight oil burning every night. And if the world is cold, it's the same old line, wasting the years like a criminal without a crime. And it's killing me, but I just won't give up on her now. I never knew it hurt so bad, missing a girl.
All I can say is that blows me away. That is such a great song. That is called Live or Die from the new John Butcher compact disc, Pictures from the Front. I got about 30 questions all at once. Tell me, A, where did you come up with the arrangement? B, no one's used string quartet like that since Eleanor Rigby.
Give me a high five here. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
That's
no, nice. It's true. When he said, dun-dun-dun-dun, I just melted. I went wild. The hair on my arm just stands straight up at attention.
I'm a Beatles fan. There are still some of us out there somewhere.
We're still here.
Okay.
Count the gray hairs and the old red beard here, buddy.
The ironic thing was when I went to do the vocal for this tune, and I'm telling you, I'm not making this up, I was driving over to the studio, and right before I got to the studio, what should be on the radio but Eleanor Rigby?
No.
And I said, there's a good sign.
It's an omen.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's an omen.
I'm really happy with the way it turned out. I wanted to do a really Beatle-like guitar solo, too. You know, something that, it was my way of, I don't know, George Harrison is one of those guitar players in rock and roll history who was able to make the broadest, biggest, most lasting statement with the fewest possible notes. And I wanted to do something like that as sort of a homage.
That's neat.
So how'd it turn out?
Oh, you nailed it.
All right.
You nailed it. And it's like one of my favorite songs of recent memory. I just love that particular song. Let me ask you something else, too. Two things. I've got to make an observation and ask a question. The observation was the first person that ever taught me the basics of being a disc jockey told me that the definition of a hit song it's a song that's not long enough. It ends before you're ready for it to end. You want it to go on. That song's too short. Live or Die is too short.
All right.
It's like, no, don't. You know, when it starts fading, it's like, don't stop. So I just keep wearing it out in the cassette player in the car. I just keep hitting the seek button, and it goes back to the start of Live or Die and keep playing that over. And I'm probably going to wear a hole in the tape.
Well, like I was telling you, I was talking to Ray on the way over here, and he thinks that's the one, too.
That's a great song.
I think maybe that'd be one of the focus tracks.
I think you'll hear that a lot on Q102 in 1989. And my question is, how did you poignantly come up with a feeling that I felt my entire life before I met my true love? I was missing a girl that I never had. Now, that is such an amazing, that just blows me away. There's a line in there that says, you know, it's that thing about where you can be in a crowd of 10,000 people.
Oh, sure.
And if you're yearning, if there's something missing in your life, you'll be the loneliest person in the crowd.
Well, who hasn't been there? I mean, really.
Yeah, but that's you said it so poignantly and succinctly, missing a girl that
you
never had.
Wow. It's really neat. When I think of music that I like, when I think of lyrics that I like, when I think of some, let's take Bob Dylan as the best example. I think that what I'm trying to become as a lyricist in terms of a writer is trying to say things that you feel in the simple ways that you feel them instead of in a complex way. You know, a lot of times when you're talking about that emotion, you could write a page or two.
Mm.
The trick is to get it down to a line.
No, it's a talent.
You know, and it's to say the same thing in with as few words as possible.
An economy of words. Well, it's a cornucopia, a virtual feast of music amidst that economy of words, all packed onto the album Pictures from the Front, John Butcher. It's out in your stores now. You'll hear a lot of it at Q102. I got to thank you very much because I know that you're not on tour, that you made a special effort to come and talk to Q102 listeners.
It's been my pleasure.
Hey, thank you very
much.
And
it's always great to come back to this fine city. I love the people here.
Thanks. I guess the question now is, when are you going to come back with a guitar that everybody can hear and see you play?
With the blue guitar, the blue Strat. We're rehearsing. We'll be in rehearsal when I get back to Los Angeles to begin the tour, which I think we'll start probably putting dates in somewhere around the middle of February or so.
Great.
So somewhere between mid and late February, people ought to be looking out.
Make sure you pencil in Dallas-Fort Worth.
No question.
John Butcher, live on Q102.
Waiting for a taxi that never came.